WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
You're all I ever wanted. You're all I ever needed. Yeah. So tell me what to do now. Cause I want you.
Max FM.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your fish bare. Scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me
coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, Don Larson Superstore, Pals Brewing Company, and Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house.
Welcome to Baraboo High School.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability.
The Mount Hope Vikings are enjoying a bounce-back season. They are 6-5 under Coach Mark Leifried, 4-2. In Badger Small. Christy, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great. I'm glad I had my headset on. You didn't give me a thumbs up. You didn't give me a two-minute warning. All of a sudden, we are on the air. I'm doing great. I spent a lot of time today researching Mount Horeb just to see what they're all about. They are led by two seniors. Ooh, excuse me. The whole gymnasium just went quiet.
There's some kind of alarm going off here at the school. We're going to await word here, what's going on. We were set to have tip-off in just about a minute.
Okay.
All right, we are going to have to exit the building. We'll return you to normal programming here until we're able to get back on the air with you here on 99.7 Max FM. Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where we've already had some excitement before the game even started. The crowd was briefly evacuated due to an alarm that was going off here at Baraboo High School, but it turned out to be short-lived. It appeared to be a false alarm of some type, so now they're letting the students and the fans back in, and the players are walking back into the gym as well, shooting some layups. And where do we leave off, Christy? You were telling us how excited you were about tonight's conference matchup between Mount Horeb and Baraboo.
Now it's burnt popcorn, and everybody's putting their shoes back on. I love, when I was a kid, you couldn't wear your basketball shoes outside, and I'm watching the kids put their basketball shoes back on. I like that. That's a rule that's still in effect 50 years later. I was talking about the Mount Horeb girls basketball team, Ben. Last season, they were led by Morgan Monroe. And she is back this season. She's all-conference, honorable mention for the Badger South. Their other senior is Hallie Klein. She is out tonight because of a appendix surgery, and apparently it takes 6 weeks to recover from that. And so she's going to be back in action next Tuesday.
Feldy's crack research never fails. She's always on top of it.
I know. I was hanging with the coach and the players before the game. It was really fun. but, you know, this is a young team. They're going to start mostly sophomores and freshmen tonight with the exception of one senior. But it's a team that has dominated our conference for the most part with multiple wins 20 points or more, and we're going to be up for a tough game.
The Vikings did have a tough season last year. They went 8-18 overall, 5-9 in the Badgers small. They did win a playoff game, but lost at level two. But this year, like I mentioned, they're off to a solid start. They're 6-5 overall, 4-2 in the Badgers small, and they're coming off a 60-19 whipping of Portage in their most recent game. As for the Thunderbirds, they come in at 2-9 overall, 1-4 in the Badger small. Their last game was here on Tuesday when the Thunderbirds fell to Edgewood 90-60. And, of course, we were on hand for that game, and it was never really in doubt. But in some ways, the T-Birds had an admirable effort because the Crusaders have been blowing out everybody.
They have been blowing out everybody, but I saw a number of things that I hope that we cash in on tonight, including two-thirds of our points were in the paint. And I like that for our Thunderbirds because we've had a lot of games where it's been a little bit lopsided with a lot of outside three-point shots, but we were able to work it inside on a number of efforts, and I hope to see that again tonight.
Well, they put 5 minutes back on the clock for warm-ups after our brief interruption, so that's why we're going to be a little late. We do have a big crowd tonight. It is youth night here at Baraboo High School, so we'll have a robust crowd of young future Thunderbirds who will be on the court at halftime.
That's always a fun night for the kids, you know, because at the end of the game, there are posters that are distributed, and the players, it's a good night for the players as well, because they get to autograph for the kids who are totally looking up to them and wanting to be wearing their fluorescent shoes in a few years. And it ends up being a really positive night for both the youth and the players.
So these two teams met twice last season with Mount Horeb taking both, but it was interesting looking at the outcomes from last year. They were so different. The Thunderbirds lost 56-53 in a tight one at Mount Horeb, and then were blown out 65-24 here at home. Now, I took a closer look. So in that home game, the Thunderbirds were without Deja White, their center, and Cadence Funmaker, their point guard. And that certainly had a lot to do with it.
It probably did have a lot to do with it, but I want you to know that of the how many points did we score that game? 24. 22 of those points were scored by Maddie Gilbert and Caitlin Frank,
having
11 points. So they obviously dominated in the scoring column that night when you get 22 out of 24 points being from 24.
Well, and in the first meeting, Caitlin Frank scored 29, so she had a huge night that helped propel the T-Birds. And Cadence Funmaker scored 8 in that game. So, yeah, there's a couple of big performances that kept the T-Birds close that night. But at home, they were a little shorthanded and then got blown out by the Vikings.
Well, I hope it's a closer game tonight than an actual blowout, that's for sure.
We certainly do hope so. Well, coming into the game, Taylor Spurl leads the Thunderbirds just under 11 points a game, and the aforementioned Maddie Gilbert is next with just over 9 points a game, followed by Taylen Bell at 8 points a game. And as you mentioned, for the Vikings, Morgan Monroe comes in leading the team with 13 points a game. Now, she scored 16 against the T-Birds at Mount Horeb last year. Marin Johnson is second on the team in scoring at 6.7 points per game, followed by Lauren Mester, a freshman, averaging 6.5 points a game.
Yeah, and you know, you look at Morgan Monroe's totals, and it's in double digits, which is a good average. But as far as high games, any player on Mount Horeb can be dangerous for that, because they have a number of players that are all in double digits for a high game. So it's questionable which person is going to be the scoring leader on any given night.
And we said the same thing Tuesday night about Edgewood.
Right. I did. Am I repeating myself?
No, it's a similar situation. And any number of players who can sting you, as we saw with the Crusaders, they had not only their starting five, but their top couple off the bench could go double digits on you. And as for the T-Birds, they're looking to snap a one-game losing streak. They won Saturday versus Portage before losing to Edgewood Tuesday night. We'll talk a little bit more about tonight's game after we turn it over to the Baraboo High School Band for the national anthem. And with that, we are just about ready to get underway. Feldy, I was noticing, and I actually got a little photo with the T-Bird before the game. I haven't seen the T-Bird mascot in costume in quite some time.
You got your picture taken with the T-Bird?
I took a picture of the T-Bird. I didn't have time to get into it.
Okay, because I'm going to be super jealous if you have your picture taken.
We need to make that happen.
With the T-Bird. We do.
But is it just
me,
or has that become a rare sighting?
I have not seen the T-Bird for a long time, so I will validate the fact that it may be a rare sighting.
Well, the T-Birds work in the crowd, and the teams are getting ready to announce, to have the starting lineups announced. That's my cue to turn it over to Christy Feld for tonight's starting lineups.
Mount Horeb Vikings under the direction of, did you say it was Bart Leibfried?
I did.
Because I had Brad.
Oh, you know what? I think you're right.
And I want you to know that he's related to Jerry and Scott Leibfried that live in Baraboo.
Oh,
so
they're
sitting on the Mount Horeb side. I told them they needed to be wearing Baraboo gear. Lauren Mester, a freshman, averaging 6.5 points per night. Maddie Nebeshek, a 5'6" sophomore, averaging 4 points a game. Marin Johnson, a 5'8" sophomore, averaging 6 points a game. Morgan Monroe, a 5'9" senior, averaging 13 points a game. And Courtney Monroe, a 5'7" sophomore, averaging 6.4 points per game. For your Baraboo Thunderbirds, Taylor Spurl, a 5'6" sophomore, averaging 11 points a game. Maddie Gilbert, a 5'10" junior, averaging 8 points a game. Sabrina Hartman, a 5'11" junior, averaging 7 a game. Taylen Bell, 5'6" sophomore, she puts in 8.1 points per game. And Katie Funmaker, a 5'3" senior, whose average is 5 points per game. That rounds out our starting lineups.
Very nice. Well, the Pep Band and the T-Bird are getting the crowd fired up. Like we mentioned, it is youth night, so we've got a lot of young T-Birds, future T-Birds in the crowd. In case you just joined us, after a brief alarm delay, I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds. Happy to be joined by the legend, Christy Feld. Happy to bring you this game, whether you're listening on 99.7 Max FM, watching on NFHS, or perhaps traveling with us if you got the Civic
Media mobile app. I know you're an avid user of that, Feldy.
I am. I like it. That's been the best app that I've connected to my phone in a long time.
We're ready to jump center. Sabrina Hartman taps it to Caden's Funmaker at the T-Bird logo, and Baraboo will start with the basketball. Thunderbirds wearing their home whites. The Vikings in red playing man-to-man defense. Funmaker give and go action to Hartman. Her shot is knocked away, but she's able to gather, reload. Can Maddie Gilbert save it? It's a loose ball near midcourt. Bodies are on the floor in the first minute, and now we've got a tie-up. It's going to go to the Vikings.
I told you that's a Mount Horeb Baraboo. Happens every single year.
That's how we roll, literally. So it'll be Vikings basketball on a side inbound. We are scoreless, just underway here at Baraboo High School for this Badgers small conference matchup between the Vikings of Mount Horeb and the Baraboo Thunderbirds. Vikings working their half-court offense. The T-Birds come out of showing zone. This is unusual for Coach Bale. Looks like a 2-3 or a 1-2-2 perhaps. Vikings trying to figure out the zone defense. They're working the ball around the perimeter. They're moving to our right as we face the court.
We talked about the fact that it's a young starting five from Mount Horeb.
Now working baseline drive. That was Courtney Monroe. Leads to a dish for a corner three, and that is a splash for Marin Johnson. That opens the scoring with a triple. T-Birds look to answer. Ball's knocked away. It is out of bounds. It'll stay with the Vikings. I'm sorry, with the Thunderbirds, I should say. Taylor Spurl on the inbound, looking for a teammate. Fires cross court to Cadence Funmaker. She wants to penetrate. Up with it in the lane, no good. Rebound to the Vikings, that's Johnson. She'll cross the timeline, kickstart the offense. Vikings looking to see if maybe they can shoot the T-Birds out of the zone here in the early going. Monroe passes up a three, kicks it out to a three-point shooter. In and out, no good. Cadence Funmaker grabs the rebound. That was no good for Lauren Mester. Pass up ahead to Spurl. She's bumped to the floor. Ball is loose. Vikings come away with it. On the bounce, Nemechek. Her shot attempt off the backboard, too strong. Maddie Gilbert with a rebound. And she's going to run it up court as well. She finds Taylan Bell in the corner. Works around a screen. Her pass for Gilbert is intercepted. And the Vikings have a run out. Layup opportunity for Courtney Monroe. She scores and draws a foul. And the Vikings lead 5-0.
Courtney Monroe is the sister of senior Morgan Monroe. She is a twin.
I was just going to say, looking at the roster, that's got to be a set of twins.
Now, the Mount Horeb girls said that the twins are nicer than the senior, and the senior started laughing. Morgan started laughing at him.
Free throw is in the air and good, so that's an old-fashioned three-point play for Courtney Monroe, and it's 6-0 Vikings. I mentioned Maddie Gilbert grabbing that rebound last time down the floor. She actually snagged 6 rebounds in the game at Mount Horeb last season.
Nice.
Full court pressure here coming from the Vikings. Man to man. Taylor Spurl dribbling. She's trapped but finds Peyton Stelzer, who has entered the game. Stelzer finds Gilbert. Gilbert looking to drive. Left hand. Now she tries to pass to Hartman. Looks like the pass hit the rim. Vikings come away with it. Nemechek draws a foul near midcourt as she was dribbling up. It'll be Vikings ball on the sideline.
So they use what's called a run and jump defense, Ben, is what I found out when I was researching today, which is a full-court man-to-man press where there's no idea who's going to be the one that jumps in. That's lots of ball pressure.
That's one of your favorite dance moves, isn't it, the run and jump?
Yeah, that's it.
6-0 Vikings, T-Birds. This is looking like a 2-3 to me, a 2-3 zone look. Vikings testing, probing. They've hit 1-3 and scored another old-fashioned three-point play to build this 6-0 lead. And there's a pass into the post. Morgan Monroe, fadeaway, rattles in. Nice-looking post move, old school, and it's an 8-0 lead for the Mount Horeb. And there is a ball tapped away from the Thunderbirds. They'll get to keep it on the sideline. T-Birds need to get on the board here. They trailed by 8 early.
Yes, we do. Been having a difficult time. Mount Horeb has been able to stop us every time we've had offensive possession.
You haven't really gotten a clean shot off.
Mm-mm.
They've had a couple balls hit the rim or go up, but haven't had a
Our biggest stat is how many times we've been on the ground, I think.
Yeah. And this feisty T-Bird crew doesn't mind getting on the floor.
That's true.
One of their attributes. Give and go action. Nice looking play. Spurl to Hartman. Hartman can't finish in the lane at the rim. And the Vikings come away with it. Maren Johnson's got the ball. She fires up court to Courtney Monroe. Courtney Monroe is going to fire from the right wing for three. No good. Rebound is tapped around. Cadence Funmaker grabs it. She dribbles up court. T-Bird point guard finds Peyton Stelzer. She's got a lane to the hoop. She's going to penetrate. Ooh, her shot's just a little too long off the rim. Rebound by Lauren Mester. Now she's looking to run. Finds a teammate. Left wing three. Too strong. Off the back iron. Funmaker comes in on with the rebound. That was Maren Johnson on the errant three. T-Birds still scoreless. But there's a sweet dish to a wide open Sabrina Hartman. Again, she can't finish. Putback doesn't go. Aye, aye, aye. Third attempt. No good. Cadence Funmaker with the putback. And at long last, our great national crisis has ended. The T-Birds have scored on their fourth shot on goal that time down.
Started with Katie, ended with Katie, and we're going to go with that.
Sabrina Hartman had a tough time finding the range here. Maybe just getting all those bad lucky bounces out of the way early.
Yes.
8-2 Mount Horeb. Vikings immediately answer. There's a mid-range jumper. Morgan Monroe pops near the elbow, and it's 10-2 Vikings. Vikings continue to run and jump, but this time they'll back off the pressure. T-Birds will walk it up. Spurl fires cross-court. Funmaker's going to drive. She's got in the lane to the hoop. There's a foul called. It's going to go the other way. They're going to get Cadence Funmaker for an offensive foul. Turnover, Baraboo. A couple of T-Birds coming in to check in. Ella Pierce is going to jump into the game, as is Sydney Dobush, and Taylan Bell will return. They're going to replace Funmaker, Hartman, and Gilbert.
So does it automatically mean it's offensive foul if somebody hits the ground? Is that...
No, it's not automatic, but that does sort of put the onus on the official to call it one way or the other.
Indeed.
I love a good play on myself. And there's a three-point ball from the right corner. No good for the Vikings, but they're able to gather the offensive rebound and a putback. Morgan Monroe, she's got a quick six, and it's 12-2 Vikings. T-Birds need to get back into the game. Taylor Spurl dribbling up the sideline. Draws a foul. It'll be on the floor.
Foul's going to go against Maren Johnson. Or Lauren Mester. Oops.
We'll get it right. Don't worry, folks.
Or we won't, and it's okay.
T-Bird's going to inbound from the baseline. Peyton Stelzer's got it out beyond the arc. She finds Sydney Dobush in the paint. Ball is knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with the T-Birds.
Nice move by Sydney Dobush, actually.
Absolutely.
Put her hand up, waiting for the ball.
Good find. She just found herself in traffic. Spurl on the inbound finds Taylan Bell. Her entry pass is picked off. Vikings have it. And there's going to be a three ball from the top of the key. Off the rim, no good. Ella Pierce had the ball stripped away. Vikings get a reload. Wide open corner three. Good.
Wow.
Courtney Monroe. She has six. T-Birds in all kinds of trouble early going, trailing 15-2, and we've got a timeout on the floor.
And the question becomes, how many possessions has Mount Horeb had offensively where they haven't been able to put points in the basket with, you know, second chances and
exactly
outside
right.
shots, and Bear was going to have to stop that.
Their points per possession is excellent.
It is.
Sadly for the T-Birds. Well, this timeout on the floor gives us a chance to remind you of the sponsors who make our broadcasts possible. These include the Don Larson Superstore, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and State Farm Insurance, the Chris Stanton Agency. We're also going to talk a little bit about other Baraboo High School's athletic action. The boys have had a big week with two road wins. They beat Adams Friendship on Tuesday, and last night pretty much whipped the Sauk Prairie Eagles. 25
that
points.
That was quite a game.
The T-Bird boys are off to a solid start, and they're going to be coming back home this coming week. They're going to host Edgewood on Tuesday. John Gunnell and I will be with you for that one on all these same stations Tuesday night. Been a couple weeks since the T-Birds had the boys had a home game. Back to action here. Taylan Bell is double-teamed in the corner, and It's out of bounds off the T-Birds.
And that's
Vikings
what we were talking about before. That's what that run and jump defense is, and you have to be able to have your players come out and help you out if you're playing offense.
Vikings basketball. T-Birds continuing to struggle here in the early going. There's a cross-court dish to Maren Johnson. She finds Morgan Monroe on the right block. Short jumper, no good. Ball is loose. Taylen Bell's got it. T-Birds
get
a stop. Sydney Doughbush has got it. Picks up a dribble, finds Peyton Stelzer. Thunderbirds trailing by 13. Trying to solve this Vikings defense. Taylor Spurrow shoots. It's no good, but it's out of bounds off the Vikings. Baraboo will keep it. They're on the far end, moving to our left as we face the court. Doughbush inbounds to Spurrow. Passes up a screen, decides to drive. Fadeaway floater, no good. Vikings grab the rebound. Courtney Monroe weaving through traffic. Kicks it over to Maren Johnson for three, left wing. That draws rim and hits Sydney Doughbush. Out of bounds, it'll stay with Mount Horeb.
Boy, Cindy, she tried to save it, but stepped on the end line.
So once again, the Vikings get a second chance. They've had too many of those for Coach Bale's taste here in the early going. Nice looking inbound play, but the shot is blocked. Taylor Spurrell with a swat. However, the Vikings come away with the loose ball. Monroe's going to fire for three.
Oh, my goodness.
Morgan Monroe. She has nine with that triple from the right wing, and it's 18-2. Pass up court to Doughbush. I think she was frustrated with getting hit on the arm, no call, and her pass to Taylor Spurrow goes out of bounds. That's another turnover for the Thunderbirds.
In for Monroe, number three, Julia Straka.
Julia Straka checks in for the Vikings, replacing Lauren Mester. Mount Horeb basketball, leading by 16. T-Birds continue to play zone defensively. Maren Johnson drives, kicks over to a wide open three-point shooter. That's Morgan Monroe. It's off the iron, no good. Taylen Bell grabs the rebound. Fires up court to Spurrow. She's got those mismatched bright shoes. I know you love that, Feldy.
Yeah.
She saves a loose ball
I
there.
Do.
Now that we've got bodies on the floor once again, and that's going to be a travel. The Vikings, Maren Johnson grabbed the loose ball, fell to the floor. They're going to call her for travel.
When I talked to the Mount Horeb girls ahead of the game, they had on white shoes with red detailing. Looked really nice. I said, at least they're not fluorescent. Then they came out on the court, and they didn't wear the same shoes.
And that inbound pass is out of bounds. Turnover, Thunderbirds. So Maren Johnson checks out. I should say, for the T-Birds, Sabrina Hartman had checked out. She, I'm going to get this right yet. She checks in,
yeah.
Replacing Sydney Doughbush.
I was going to say, Sabrina's in there.
We're going to get that right. Vikings basketball. They lead 18-2. Just over 10 minutes to go in the first half. Badger small conference play tonight. The Vikings have been patient offensively, and they've been getting open shots like this one. There's a three too long off the backboard, but somehow the Vikings grab the rebound.
Oh, goodness.
And they're going to get a foul as well. Courtney Monroe grabbed that rebound and drew the foul.
Four T-Birds and a Viking, and the Viking came down with it.
Another substitution. Oh, I was hoping you could help me with this name, Christy.
Yes, sir.
Number 10.
I can. Magali Four Lines.
Okay.
And we can call her Gally.
Gally Four Lines checks in. And here, meanwhile, off the ball is an offensive foul on the Vikings. It'll be a turnover. It'll be Baraboo basketball.
I didn't mention before that Sabrina Hartman had picked up a foul, so that's the fourth team foul for Baraboo. And Gally picks up her first one.
You're going to make an impact when you check in. Here's a jumper that's going to bounce around the rim and fall in for Taylen Bell. Taylen Bell with a 12-footer. It's 18-4. T-Birds just need to keep that offense going. They have fallen behind early here. Under 10 minutes to go, first half. Vikings continue to work the ball around, getting open shots against the zone. There's a jumper, no good, off the
Taylen
back
Bell iron again
for Monroe. Bell grabs a rebound and draws a foul. She's doing good work.
Gally picks up her second.
So we're going to...
She grabbed her, and then she made a face when she got called for it. You got cookies on your lips, kid.
Yeah.
We know you ate it.
Maddie Gilbert returns, replacing Taylor Spurl. Yeah, so fouls could be an issue down the stretch, with the Vikings picking up a couple of quick ones here. Now we've got another timeout. Coach Bale wants a 30-second timeout. All right, so let's run down this Thunderbird athletic calendar. We talked about the boys hosting Edgewood coming up on Tuesday. We'll be with you for the call on that one here on 99.7 Max FM. Girls hockey has a busy week, a lot of time on the road. They're going to face Xavier at Tri-County Ice Arena tomorrow. Then they'll be facing Beaver Dam in the Dells.
Hold it. Where's Tri-County Ice Arena? Do you know that?
I don't.
Okay.
I'll have to look that one up. Girls hockey team is facing Beaver Dam in the Dells at the Waterman Arena Tuesday, and then they'll be at Sun Prairie West on Thursday. Boys hockey team takes on Edgewood at Verona tonight, but then they'll be at home hosting Reedsburg on Tuesday and Viroqua on Thursday. Wrestling team has a dual meet tonight and tomorrow at Mount Horeb and a triangular at La Crosse Central on Tuesday. Gymnastics team hosts Reedsburg on Tuesday, and the boys swimming team hosts Edgewood on Tuesday. Back to action here. The T-Birds have a pass picked off. That's another turnover. Four lines got the steal. Found an open three-point shooter. No good for Marin Johnson. There's another loose ball. Which way is this one going to go?
It's going to Thunderbird.
That'll be Baraboo basketball.
You bet. Excellent hustle by Taylan Bell, but she knew when to back off.
And Bell will inbound from the sideline. Sabrina Hartman
with a nice
dish in the lane to Sydney Dobo. She can't finish, but Hartman picks up the rebound and puts it back in for 2 points. Sabrina
Seal
Hartman scores.
Is broken for Sabrina.
There we go. 18-6. T-Birds trying to get back in this game before halftime. After the Vikings built a substantial lead. Now on the drive. That's Morgan Monroe. Picks up her dribble. Fires it out to Courtney Monroe, who penetrates and scores in the paint. She's having a nice first half, 7 points. 20-6, Mount Horeb, and this pass to Peyton Stelzer gets away. The Vikings grab the loose ball. Three-point look, right wing, that is good. Courtney Monroe is red hot. So are the Vikings. They lead 23-6, and there's a pass intercepted by the Vikings. And a held ball is going to go to Baraboo. So after a steal attempt, there's a loose ball. Thunderbirds and Vikings both trying to grab it. Jump ball to go to Baraboo.
It's hard to see over the Baraboo team.
Right. Maddie Gilbert and Peyton Stelzer check out, replaced by Cadence Funmaker. And the Dobas just checked back in. Any event, T-Bird basketball. Spurl looking to drive.
Nice move.
Nice move on the left block. She's able to sneak inside and kiss it off the glass. Taylor Spurl's first bucket. Nice post moves for a point guard.
That was a great post move, and I hope it provides a spark for her and for the rest of her team.
Baseline drive for the Vikings. That's Monroe. No good.
Get it out.
Spurl grabs the loose ball. Here come the T-Birds. They get a stop. They trail by 15, 7.5 to go first half. There's a pass to Hartman. Can she finish? Ooh, that was just a little too long. Sydney Dobush contests the rebound, but the Vikings come away with it. Another missed opportunity for the T-Birds on the offensive end. Meanwhile, on the other end, Vikings looking to push, and Julia Straka scores in the lane. Her first two, 25-8 Mount Horeb. T-Bird basketball, Cadence Funmaker's got it on the left wing. Finds Hartman near the top of the key, and she gets her pocket picked.
Yeah,
Morgan
can't
Monroe.
Hesitate.
Will she drive 1-on-3? She sure will. Misses the shot. Hartman comes away with the rebound. T-Birds with another stop. Taylor Spurl on the dribble. Throws up a floater off the backboard in the rim, no good. She grabs the rebound. It's tied up. The always feisty Taylor Sparrow.
She is. She's trying to do it all. So I'm going to shoot it. I'm going to rebound it. I'm going to knock the person down who has the ball.
Loose ball is going to go to the Vikings. Dobusch checks out, replaced by Stelzer.
Okay, there are a lot of players that have shoes that are opposite colors, Ben.
That's what they're doing.
All right.
They like to keep you alert.
I know, and they do. I like it.
Vikings 25, Thunderbirds 8. Mount Hora basketball, 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. If you just joined us, I am Ben Bromley, joined by Christy Feld. Happy to be with you tonight on 99.7 Max FM. Here's a three-ball look, left wing. That's good. Julia Straka isn't afraid to shoot. She's got 5 off the bench.
Off the bench points.
That's something we saw with Edgewood on Tuesday, just a really strong bench unit. Did a lot of scoring.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And there's Peyton Stelzer. Stop and pop, no good. Nice-looking dribble drive. Couldn't finish, but the T-Birds grab an offensive rebound. Taylor Bell's going to fire for 3, left wing. That's long off the backboard. 4 lines, rebounds. Gets it to a teammate. Monroe's trying to go all the way. No good, but the loose ball is off the Thunderbirds. Vikings will keep it. Dobusch returns, replacing Taylen Bell. Sorry, that's Gilbert checking in, replacing Bell. Mount Hora basketball. They're going to inbound from the end line. Courtney Monroe gives it up to Wick. Wick's jumper is no good. Peyton Stelzer with the rebound. Here come the T-Birds. Annalie Wick's first attempt. And we had a double dribble on the other end. T-Birds turn it over. 5.5 to go. T-Birds trail by 20.
Oofta is a Mount Horeb word.
That's very Mount Horeb.
The land of trolls.
Indeed.
Oofta.
Maddie Nibicek returns, replacing Courtney Monroe. So Courtney Monroe sits with her 10 points. Vikings basketball, they lead by 20. They've gone fairly deep into their bench here. I think we got 5 non-starters in the game.
Nope, Lauren Meister is still out there.
Oh, very good.
Number one.
Feldy always here to correct
me. Well, because I'm watching her, she's a freshman, you know, and she's really fun to watch.
Shot attempt no good for the Vikings. Thunderbirds come away with it. Maddie Gilbert was looking to drive, and she's called for steps. Another turnover for the Thunderbirds.
Time Julia Straka was not only shooting, but she was telling the ref how to make the calls.
Not shy.
Uh-uh.
Under 5 minutes to go.
I see refereeing in her future.
We always need more. Near steal for the T-Birds in the corner. Vikings are able to gather. 3-point look near the corner for Nemechek. No good. Cadence Funwaker grabs the loose ball, fires up court. Taylor Spurl's open. Can she grab it? Sort of. Ball is loose. We've got bodies on the floor again. That might be a backcourt violation. I think it is indeed. The Vikings are gonna get possession here. But good hustle by the T-Birds.
I told you I was going to start using stat sheets. And whenever we play Mount Horeb, I think I'll just add bodies on the ground.
Bodies on the ground.
Yep. We're going to use that as a stat.
Let's keep a count of Ooftas.
And Ooftas.
We are stuck on 28-8. But there's a 3-point look for the Vikings from the right wing. No good from 4 lines, but the Vikings grab the offensive rebound and draw a foul. That's Wick. She's going to shoot 2.
Actually, Veek.
Oh, it's Veek. Well, thank you.
Yes. Sabrina Hartman picks up her second with all the Thunderbirds. Annalie Veek.
All of our pregame confusion, we didn't get time to do our usual name pronunciation checks. Meanwhile, side note, this ref has now stopped to tie his shoe twice. I don't know how many shoes he's got.
Maybe he needs those.
The Velcro?
The Velcro kind. Do you use those, Ben, so you don't have to bend over?
I do not. Veek's second free throw is good. So she's on the board. Leah Hess has come into the game for the T-Birds, her first action so far tonight. T-Birds trail 29-8, 4 minutes to go in the first half. Taylor Spurl looking to go coast to coast. Shot attempt, no good. Vikings grab the rebound. Nemechek fires up court. Three-point shooter from the right corner. That's good. Off the bench for Nalia Craven. The T-Birds have their hands full with the Vikings second unit. Taylor Spurl on the dribble. Pass intended for Gilbert. On the left block is a little too tall and out of bounds to the Vikings. Mount Horeb 32, Baraboo 8.
We just haven't settled into an offense all night.
3.5 minutes to go. Mester finds Craven, back to Mester, left wing. Being hounded by the always pugnacious Cadence Funmaker.
Senior freshman.
And Funmaker comes away with a steal and draws a foul, I believe, indeed. So it'll be T-Bird basketball. T-Birds need to get the double digits here. We're getting a little close to halftime.
Oh, oofta.
Vikings came out in full court pressure. They backed off of that. Leading by 24 now. Funmaker.
Oh, beautiful
nice
pass.
Two-man game. Sweet dish to Peyton Stelzer, but she can't finish. Driving in on the left side, about a five-footer, a little too strong. Vikings come away with the loose ball. Craven looking to drive baseline, and she draws a foul. Returning for the Vikings, Morgan Monroe. That's bad news for the T-Birds. She replaces Veek. And we have Sydney Dobush and Taylan Bell and Ella Pierce returning for the T-Birds, replacing Funmaker, Hess, and Gilbert.
Funmaker just picked up her third foul, so we probably won't see her for the rest of the half.
Straka and Nemechek both checked out as well. So we had wholesale substitutions here. Under 3 minutes to go first half. Vikings inbound. If I'm Morgan Monroe, shot attempt off the back iron, no good. Spurl rebounds. She's going to push it up court as well. Picks up her dribble. Tries to float in a left-handed kiss, no good. Vikings rebound. Three-pointer from the top of the key is pure. Morgan Monroe. She's got 12 in the first half. There's a steal. Lauren Mester finds Monroe. She'll stop and pop from the right elbow. No good. Taylan Bell with the board. There's a nice pass inside to Peyton Stelzer. Can she finish? No, but she draws a foul. So Peyton Stelzer will head to the line and shoot a pair.
Two back-to-back nice passes to Peyton Stelzer. I'm ready for her to start connecting.
For sure. Some good pick and roll, two-man kind
of bet.
Stuff.
She's in the right place.
2 minutes, 2 seconds to go. It's 35-8, Mount Horeb leading Baraboo. 16 fouls now on the T-Birds, 5 of the Vikings. And the first free throw is off the mark. We've got a host of future T-Birds getting ready to take the court here for Youth Night. Second free throw is good. So Peyton Stelzer has her first scratch. T-Birds have 9 points. Viking basketball. T-Birds continue to play zone. Master's got an open three. Right wing. Off the front iron, no good. Taylor Spurl coming up court. Dribbling into traffic. Doubles off her shoe, but Thunderbirds are going to keep it. 1 minute, 39 seconds to go. Here at Baraboo High School, Ben Bromley and Christy Feld with you on 99.7 Max FM, as well as the NFHS Network and the Civic Media mobile app. T-Birds need to get the double digits before the break. Taylan Bell dribbles out to the T-Bird logo. Now she wants to
there
penetrate.
We go. Perfect.
She succeeds and kisses one off the glass. That's a nice bit of dribble penetration for Taylan Bell.
And it puts us into double digits. I like it.
35-11, Mount Horeb. We are just over a minute to go, and there's another wide-open three-point shooter from the left wing. Where have you heard that before? Morgan Monroe for three. She has 15 in the first half. There's a ball, a pass tipped away out of bounds. It'll stay with Baraboo. 1 minute, 1 second to go in the first half. Spurl looking for an open teammate. Finds Stelzer. Back to Spurl. She finds Ella Pierce open in the lane. Left-handed hook is blocked. Craven comes away with the loose ball. Vikings on the push. Kicking up court. Oh, boy. Monroe, three-pointer right wing. Ay, ay, ay. Morgan Monroe, 18 points in the first half. 40 seconds. It's 41-11. Mount Horeb. There's a nice dish to Sydney Dobush. She goes up, and her shot is blocked, but it's off the Vikings. Thunderbirds will keep the ball.
We can get those passes in there, but we have to shoot just like that.
Got it right. You don't get to
You don't even have time to
you
think.
You don't get to dilly-dally.
I'm thinking of the drills for doing practicing that.
T-Birds on the inbound. Dobush wants to drive. Picks it up at the left block. Kicks it out to Spurl. We are under half a minute to go in the first half. Spurl
Perfect.
Now finds Pierce.
Yeah,
she goes up, but the ball's knocked out of her hand. It's out of bounds to the T-Birds. So, once again, some good kind of give-and-go action
right
there. Just the T-Birds haven't been able to put it in the hole. Some good passing. Interior passing by the T-Birds. 23 seconds to go. The inbound goes to Sydney Dobush. Picks up her dribble, looking for help. She is trapped. Gets it to Bell out at the T-Bird logo. Bell's going to fire for three. That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Taylen Bell with a triple. She has 7 first half points. And on the other end, Taylor Spurl with a steal, but throws it away. Right back to the Vikings, who fire up court at the buzzer and are off the mark. But your halftime score, Mount Horeb 41, Baraboo 14.
I want you to know the only half-court shot that I ever saw a Baraboo Thunderbird make was against Mount Horeb.
Is that right?
Long time ago, but it was good.
Like how long?
Well, I started doing this and...
Wait, I'm going to let you take off your shoes and do the math.
I know.
We'll be back with that answer on 99.7 Max FM.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. Bender's Tap Inn in Reedsburg. Improve your golf swing this winter by practicing at the area's premier golf simulator. Enjoy state-of-the-art virtual golf, which tracks your form to help you get a better swing. Or have fun playing on one of the other games, like football or zombie volleyball. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $30 virtual sports session certificates for just $15 today only at MaxFM Big Deals. Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered flurries and cloudy tonight, a low in the low teens. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, snow developing by night, highs to the mid-20s. Flurries wrap up Sunday, a dusting to maybe an inch, a high around 30. Colder for Monday and Tuesday. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now it's 27.
Now below us on the court, it's youth night festivities underway. They're going to announce all the Baraboo girls youth players here during halftime, where your score in varsity action is Mount Horeb 41, Baraboo 14. Christy, before the break, you were